There are labors of love, and then there's this story. In the late 1980s, woodworker Gregory Bover decided to build a pretty incredible gift for his wife, Frances Conover Fitch, an internationally known harpsichordist.
Now, 25 years later, her new instrument is finally finished, and tonight it will be played in public for the first time in Rockport. WBUR's Andrea Shea has our story.
When I arrive at Gregory Bover and Frances Fitch's home in Gloucester, the musician is keenly focused on tuning her brand new instrument that looks like a fine antique. She delicately turns the pegs using a key to tighten wires inside its elaborately painted body.
These are the hardest strings to tune.
Her husband looks on, then takes me back to the beginning.
Francie and I met in 1975 when I was a carpenter and a boat builder, and she was in graduate school studying harpsichord and organ.
Bover was inspired by his love and got a job building harpsichords with William Dowd, a legendary craftsman. Then he decided to make one for Fitch.
And I started in working on it weekends, a few hours Sunday mornings, in between everything else that is in our lives. Little by little, over 25 years, it got built.
25 years, or as Bover puts it, 1,000 Sunday mornings, even though the couple already had two other harpsichords.
But they are an Italian and a Flemish. And to really play some of the great harpsichord literature, Francie really needed a French harpsichord with two keyboards like this one has.
But the musician says there was also a more practical motivation.
We didn't really have the $30,000 to plunk down for a new one.
In the beginning, Fitch was thrilled with her husband's project. But as the years passed, she wondered if he'd ever finish it.
I went back and forth over the period of time that it's taken, being encouraging, keeping my mouth shut, saying that all I wanted for Christmas was my two front teeth, a harpsichord. And so I would get a box full of sharps for Christmas, for example, just to show me that, yeah, he wasn't forgetting, he was working on it.
The keyboards alone took over a year of those Sunday mornings.
That's because the 7-foot harpsichord is a faithful copy of one by famed master builder Nicholas Dumont, circa 1707.
The keyboards are ebony for the naturals. The sharps are pear wood that's been stained black, and then they're capped with cowbone, not ivory. Cowbone would have been the choice of materials in 1707 as well.
Bover enlisted an expert friend to help with the critical task known as voicing. Pianos use hammers to make music, but tiny bits of bird quill pluck the strings inside a harpsichord.
One has to carve them with a scalpel.
And the quality of those quills can make or break the instrument's sound. Fitch recalls the moment she finally got to hear her harpsichord after fantasizing about it for decades.
I was pretty amazed. All through the range of the instrument, it's what I really had dreamed of, which is to have a fascinating sound.
Now, Fitch feels very lucky to be on the receiving end of her husband's perseverance.
And I'm spoiled because I live in a house that's full of things that Greg made. But this is a pretty elegant piece of something made out of wood.
The most fun is to build things that take you somewhere, either literally, like boats, or musical instruments that can move people in a spiritual way. Sometimes when I listen to Francie playing, it makes the hair rise on the back of my neck.
And Gregory Bover hopes other people will experience that sensation tonight when Frances Fitch plays her gift at its coming out concert in Rockport's Shaolin Lu Performance Center.
Our story about Frances Fitch's harpsichord was produced by 90.9 WBUR's Andrea Shea. You can see a slideshow of the harpsichord at radioboston.org.
Well, that's it for today. Tomorrow on the show, doctors at McLean Hospital are researching the use of ecstasy to relieve anxiety in terminally ill patients. So is that a step forward for medicine or an escape from the very difficult realities of end-of-life care?
Also, the cosmic blues of singer-songwriter Chris Smither and a live sneak preview of his album $100 Valentine.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com.
Our program is produced by Adam Ragusea, Jessica Alpert, Dan Mawsey, and Amory Sievertson. Our interns are Annie Ropeek and Mira Sharma.
Tim Skog is our technical director.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.